The eighth chapter of the Laws of Forbidden Relationships deals with halachas as follows. The first halacha deals with a woman who has regular and erratic menstrual periods. Halacha 2 deals with symptoms which will let a woman know that the eighth chapter of the Laws of Forbidden Relationships deals with halachas as follows. The first halacha deals with a woman who has regular and erratic menstrual periods. Halacha 2 deals with symptoms which will let a woman know that her period is coming. Halacha 3 deals with when intercourse is forbidden. Halachas 4 through 10 deal with determining the menstrual period. Halacha 11 deals with self-examination that the woman has to make. Halachas 12 through 13 deal with if she did not make an examination. Halacha 14 deals with hemorrhage coming from a wound. Halacha 15 deals with the procedure concerning a blind, a deaf, mute, or imbecile woman. And the last halacha, 16 through 22, deal with the procedure if the period, if the woman's period is unknown. It's not a vesed kvua. The Rambam says as follows. Yesh isha, she yesh a vesed, yesh isha she ain lo vesed. There are some women that have fixed periods to see, some have, don't have fixed periods. Ela leitagish ba'atma ad she yesh adam. In the latter case, the woman does not perceive it herself until the blood starts coming out. And she does not have a fixed day for its appearance. And the woman who has a fixed period has a fixed day. It means that she has a fixed day to see. Either she'll see every 20 days, or every 24 days. A pachas, or more, or less, a yesa, or more. Generally, we find in halacha the example is used of 30 days, every 30 days, and that's why we'll explain later on the halachas that one of the einas that is forbidden to have relationship is eina beininus, which is 30 days. Halacha beis. The kedem shiyav adam tagish ba'atzma, before the blood usually comes, a woman feels herself that she's going to see blood. Mefapekes v'misateshes v'cheseshes p'kriso v'shipulim eyar v'yistamis sayas b'sora eyachem b'sora k'yetze b'meres elu. The Rambam gives a few things which might happen. She might start yawning, sneezing, feel pain in the pit of her stomach or in the lower part of the abdomen. The hair on her body might stand up. Her flesh could become overheated, or she could show other symptoms of similar nature. And these signs, or doesn't have to be all of them, even one of them, come upon the woman at the time set for her that she usually sees the period. Far beyond, the Rambam says, we have already explained in chapter 4, halacha 16, shekol isha she'en lo veset, any woman who does not have a fixed period when she sees, asur l'shamash ad she'tivdek atzma tchila, so she's not allowed to have intercourse until she prior examines herself. V'sheyesh lo veset, and a woman who does have a set period, asur l'shamash b'chol einus haveset, since she's forbidden to have intercourse only the time of when the fixed period should come about. Investa b'yem, if the fixed period is supposed to come out, we had explained that there's two einas. There's one that goes from the nets from the morning until the evening, and one from the evening till the morning. So if she usually sees by day, asur l'shamash kol seyem. So then she's forbidden to have intercourse that entire day. Investa b'layla, and if the vesed is by night, asur l'shamash kol seyem. Then she's forbidden to have intercourse during the whole night. And she has to always count the days of her menstruation and the days of her flux from the beginning of her fixed period. Lafikach, therefore, dalit. Tzrichas anashim yizor beveset, ad shetei de ayem vashar shenikva bar vesta. A woman has to be very careful to determine the hour, the day and the hour at which her period is fixed. Hayadak liris b'yem esim. If she usually saw every 20 days, uba yem esim, and the 20th day came v'le rasa, and she did not see uba yem shleish of esim v'rasa, however on the 23rd day she did see, hare yem esim v'yem shleish of esim shneim asur. So then, both the 20th and the 23rd days are both forbidden to have intercourse on them. Now, the reason why the 20th day is also being she was a woman who had prior had a veset kvur, so the only way a veset kvur could fall away, could become null, is if three times 20 days passed and she did not see. However, with only one time not seeing on the 20th day, it does not, it's not neka the veset kvur, so therefore she has to be cheshes for that, and also she has to be cheshes the next time for 23 days because she saw that now. Same halacha would apply if a second time she saw on the 23rd day and she did not see on the 20th day. Adayin shnei masurim, still both the 20th and the 23rd day are forbidden. However, rasa pam shlishis b'yem shleish v'esim, if she saw a third time on the 23rd day, v'lei rasa b'yem esim, and she did not see on the 20th day, ta yem esim v'neka veset liyem shleish v'esim. So then the next time the 20th day is permitted to have relationship, and now her veset, her fixed period, has been moved over to the 23rd day. She'ena isha kaver veset ad she'tikvenu shalosh pam. Because the only way for a woman to have a fixed period is if she saw it three times in a row. And also, if a woman had a prior fixed period, the only way it can be removed is if three times the period passed and she did not see. Halacha hei. Kol veset shenikva machmas enis. Any period, fixed period, which became fixed through anus, through an accidental cause. Afilu rasa by kama pam, even if she saw many times on that same day, ain't a veset, it is not a fixed period. Shemnea anus rasa. Because we say that the reason she saw was because of the anus that happened, but not because her body usually should see at that day. Kofza v'rasa, if the woman jumps and she had a flow as a result of it, and she had jumped another time and she had a flow as a result of it. In the Arambam we have it two times that he says kofza v'rasa. So then the Arambam says if she jumped twice and saw kavala veset liyamim b'leik vitis. So then we nevertheless fix her period according to the days, even if it's without jumping. He gives an example. Kate said, Kofza b'acha b'shabbos, if she jumped on Sunday, v'ras adam, and she saw them blood, v'acha esim yem, after 20 days, which is the 3 week Sunday, Kofza b'acha b'shabbos, v'ras adam, she jumped again and saw blood, v'acha tisha asa, then after 19 days, which was 2 weeks and 6 days on Shabbos, she jumped on Shabbos and she did not see blood. Ula acha Shabbos rasa b'leik fitza, and then on Sunday she again saw without jumping. Haynikva echa b'Shabbos acha esim. So then we say that her regular period is the first week, first day of the week after the 20th. Shayneda shayem gorem lo liris b'leik fitza. Because in such a case we have seen that's the day, the third Sunday, which causes her to see, not the jumping, because she jumped on Shabbos and she did not see. And this day, the first day of the week, has been fixed three times and becomes a Veset Kvur in all similar cases. If she saw the 15th of this month and then the 16th of the next month, and then the 17th of the next month, and then she saw the 18th of the next month. So over here, you have 4 months. 1 month she saw 15, 16, 17, 18. Because you have to have a veset of jumping. So So the only way you could jump is if you jump three times.
Automatically
comes out four different periods. She jumped from the 15th to the 16th, then 16th to the 17th, then 17th to the 18th. Bar Chedesh Revi, if then the next month comes, V'rasa B'yem Shavasa, and then she sees on the 17th day, it didn't go, for example, if it was following the cycle, she should have seen on the 19th. Now it receded one day and she saw on the 17th. Adayim le'nikra l'veset. To explain it clear, in the first case she saw the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, so then the next month we're going to be cheshes that she'll see the 19th. Now the case is a little different. If she saw the 15th, 16th, 17th, and then the fourth month she did not see the 18th, but she saw again on the 17th day, so then we say she does not have a veset because it's not 3 months of jumping. Chol yem shirasa b'cheshes leila abar. And on the day that she saw, then she has to be afraid that the next time maybe she'll see, the next month maybe she'll see on the 17th, and then she would make a veset, because it would be 3 days, 3 months in a row. However, if the next month she will not see the 17th, then all the days would fall off, because you need 3 straight times to make a veset. But Kivin Shigiyas Yem, Yem, in a veset, if the next month would come and she would not see the 17th day, the, all those days would be clean from the veset. Because the only time you need 3 times in a row that she that day should pass and she should not see is if she had already had a prior veset which was set up by seeing 3 times in a row. Zayin. If it was the woman had the habit to have a flow on the 15th, and then v'shinta l'shishasa, and then it was changed to the 16th. Shneim assume, so both the 15th and the 16th are Asa. So such a woman who had a veset kvu on the 15th day, and then the 1 month she saw the 16th day, so they both remain Asa. The 15th remains Asa because you need 3 times to knock it off, and it was only 1 time, and the 16th remains Asa because Yecheshel, maybe she's starting a new veset. Then if the next month she saw the 17th, the 16th remains, becomes permitted. However, Vanessa Shavasa, the 17th becomes forbidden the next month, and the 15th still remains forbidden because you only had 2 months that she did not see on the 15th. Then, Shinsel Shmeinas, if she sees the next month on the 18th, so then she already has a veset ledilug from the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th. So she made a new veset and she had knocked off the prior veset and the 15th becomes permitted. If a woman had the habit to see on the 20th day, and then it was changed to the 22nd, Shneim Asurim, both are forbidden. If the 20th came, and she did not see, Shneim Asurim V'Rasa, and the 22nd day came, and she did see, so Adain Shneim Asurim, they are both still forbidden. If the next month the 20th day comes and she does see, so then tar yem shnayim v'esim, so then the 22nd day becomes clean again, because she went back, she returned to her original fixed period, as long as it wasn't knocked off with 3 times. The next shnayim v'esim, and the 22nd day, you don't have to be cheshit, initially nikvah shalosh pam, because it did not become fixed 3 times. Eina isha kavaras lavasa b'techi meini dasa sher rasa ben. A woman cannot establish her fixed period within the days of her menstruation when she had a flow. Kivan shirasa ye mechad, because once she has a flow on a certain day, so then we say, eina kavaras lavasa b'chol shiva, she cannot establish a fixed period all 7 days. Same halacha applies that women cannot establish a fixed period during the days of her flux, shehem achad asayim, which are the 11 days. However, she can establish a fixed period on the days of her menstruation when she does not have a flow, she does not see blood. And if her period was established during the days of her flux, so then she has to be afraid of the next month for the same date. and any vessel which became established in the days of the flux, and neka afilu pamachas, if it was knocked off even one time, you don't. It's good enough. Neka ve'en tzichli akishos pam, it does not have to be removed three times. Shecheskes dam mislakim him liyamim eli, because it's the presumption that the woman does not menstruate in these days. Halacha yud keter cheshesh leveset. How is a woman supposed to be alert when we say she has to be alert that the blood will return on this date? Imras adam beveset zu afilu yemechet, if she has a flow during these days, even only for one day. So then we say teshav lenida misafik. So then she has to continue her menstruation out of doubt. Vasur l'shamash beis hayom, and she's forbidden to have a relationship that day. Vafilu l'rasa b'shayim e'vestis. Even these two halachas of Tes and Yud are related. The case is, according to the way the Mefreshim explained, that a woman who saw a Yishchedesh Nisan, and then she saw a Yishchedesh Iyar, and then she saw the 25th day of Iyar. So then she's in Iyar 7 days. And then at the end of the Chedesh Sivan, she saw on her Chedesh Nisan, Iyar, and then Sivan. So we say, being the first 2 years were on her Chedesh, although the third one was in the Yimei Nida, and we said Yinakaveya Vesed, the Yimei Nida, but being the first two were not, so we're not in Yimei Nida, so she could be Kaveya Vesed. Now the Rambam says the same thing regarding Ziva, that Ketzach Hesheshes, which we said that she has to be afraid of making a Veset, Imras Adam Veset Zu, if she saw blood during this Veset, after she had already seen three times in the days of Ziva, so then we say, Afilu Yemecha Teshel Benidas Misopik, so then, even if she sees one day, she has to sit Benidas a 7 day, she 7 days misafik. So therefore, we give her two chumas. The chum of a nida that she's tummy 7 days even with one riyah, and the chum of a ziva that she needs shiva nekiyim, if there were 3 days. Asur l'sham shpesh liyayim, and she's forbidden to have a relationship that day, v'afilu l'ayros b'shayim e'vesest, even if she did not see in the other days, v'emros ashrish yamim, if she'd see 3 days, then like we just mentioned, we give her the second chumah, her reza zavah. Yudav, Kol Isha Shamar B'Livdek Atzma Tamid, a woman who checks, who diligently examines herself, Harezim Shabachas, such a woman is praiseworthy. V'Apa Pishyesh HaVesek Ruo, even though she had a regular period, so really she shouldn't have to check herself other times, nevertheless it's praiseworthy. She'Esh She'Av Dam B'Leishas HaVesek, because it's possible for blood to appear at other times in the fixed period. V'chol achad asa yem so yemei zivasa harei heim b'cheskes teira v'enetzicha b'dika. However, throughout the 11 days of her flux, she is presumed to be clean, like we just mentioned before, that then her isha's mesalekes damim, and v'enetzicha b'dika, she does not need any examination at all. Aval achi yemei zivasa tzicha livdik, after the yemei ziva, she has to check. Today, usually, according to the Cheshbonos that we have by a normal woman, being after the 5 and 7 days, usually the next 2 weeks, she did 14 days of the Lashon that's brought on Halacha, she usually would not have to check. Halacha Yud Beis Shachav Leibodka, if she forgot and does not examine herself, Bein Beinus, Bein Beratzen, whether by mistake or willfully, she is presumed to be clean until she examines herself and finds herself to be unclean. A woman who did not examine herself during the time of her fixed period, after a lapse of a few days she checks herself and finds to be unclean, although we consider her unclean retroactively from the date of her fixed period, in regarding laws concerning uncleanliness and cleanliness, however, she does not retroactively render the man who had relations with her as unclean. Veina meina ela misha sheras adam, and then when she's counting for her periods and to know the next veset, she does not count only from the time when she actually saw blood. And if she checked herself after the veset and found herself to be clean now, so then we assume that she was clean also at the time of the veset. Similarly, a woman who had a flow due to a wound in the marker in the fountain, although she saw the, it happened that she saw at the time when she usually sees. So we say he tahira, she is clean, and va'adam tahara, and the blood is considered clean. Shavestus midavrim, because the whole idea of fixed periods is not minatera. It is only a chumra of the scribes. Kameshis bar behilchas mitami mishka meshav, as will be explained in the laws concerning rendering unclean a couch and a seat. Halacha tesvav, hasuma bedekas atzmumar lechaveta, a blind woman can examine herself. However, she cannot see it if it's, there's blood on the head or not. So therefore we say that she has to show it to somebody else to look at the rag. However, a deaf, mute, and imbecile, such women cannot even do the examination themselves. They have to have a normal woman to examine them and to establish their fixed periods. And afterwards they'll be permitted to their husband. Any woman who made an error and did not know the date of her regular period, and she saw blood, so then she has to be afraid of being a woman who has a flux. And like the Meforshim explained, she also has to be cheshes for nida. Therefore, the Rambam continues, the fika chemrasa yeim echad eishnaim, if she saw one day or 2 days, so then we say yeshevas tashem shiva, she has to continue the city, counting the remaining of the 7 days. Shemadam zabi meni dasi, maybe this blood that she saw is the regular blood during her regular menstrual period. Vimrasa shleshriyam, and then she can table after, she'd be able to table after the 7th day and have tashmash. However, if she saw 3 days, sefer shiva yam nekiyim, then she has to count shiva yamim, clean days. Shemay bimezi vasiyim, as maybe she is during the days of her flux, and then for that you need shiva nekiyim. Halachi yudzayim, v'ketzer hi esa l'sakim vesta. So how can such a woman who had made an error proceed to fix her regular period again? Ledim he zava vadis a suffix of lady mezi vasa, in order to exert, to determine whether she is definitely or doubtfully a woman with a flux, or to ascertain the days of the flux, how many days it was. All depending on the number of days that she had a flow. He gives an example. If she saw 1 or 2 days, shiva, so then she has to complete the counting of the 7 days. And then she begins counting the 11 days of a period when a woman could get a flux from the time when the 7 days finish. Yudchas, Rasa Shlishiyam, if she had a flow for 3 consecutive days, so Areza Savak Ziva, so then she's a woman who's a doubt if she is a woman with a flux, and not Shemayim Echemim Kedim Nidasa Vishnaim Betchilis Anita, because we're afraid maybe the first day could have preceded her regular menstruation, and the other 2 consecutive days were the beginning of her menstruation. Chenim Rasa Arba, even if she saw 4 consecutive days. Shemashnaim Kedim Anita Vishnaim Betchilis Anita, maybe 2 of them are before her menstrual period, and 2 of them from her menstrual period. Yeshevas chamisha tashem yimei nida, and then she has to count out the other 5 days of the end of the 7 days of a nida. Va'achadas yimei ziva achar chamisha, and then count 11 days of ziva after the 7 days, which would finish the first week of nida. Then she'll count 11 days of yimei ziva. So then it would come out. from the space between when the blood ended till the next you may need, it would be 16 days, 5 and 11. Halacha Yutes. Achenim Asa Tisha Yam Hareza Safek Zava. Similarly, if she had a flow for 9 consecutive days, she is a woman with a flux Misafek. Shemeshnaim Kedim you may need, maybe 2 of them are from before the menstrual period. So in such a case, when she saw 9 days, so 2 days might have been from before Nida, 7 days from Nida, so the days of Nida have finished, so then she counts 11 days after the 9 days. Achenim Asa Achadas Yem Sem Alochev, she saw 11 days in a row, so she's a Safek Zava. Shemeshnaim Kedim Anida, maybe 2 are before the menstrual period. Then she saw the 7 of the menstrual period. Vishnayim shall achanida, and 2 days of the from the beginning of the 11 days of zava. But she did not see 3 days in a row to make her a badi zava. So then she has remaining from the day of the ziva 9 days. However, if she saw 12 days straight, rosh shnei masiyim. If she saw 12 days straight, hareza zava vadois. Then she is for sure a woman who has with a flux. Shafilu hayumeham shnayim lifnei nida. Because even if we'll take all sveikas and say that maybe 2 days were before nida, and 7 from nida, hareishleishal acha nida, so then you'll have 3 days after nida, vishalo yumei zivasa shmeina. And then she'll have left over from the days of the flux 8 days, vachenim rosa sheishasayim. So and also she'll see 13 days, then she'll have left over from the days of the Ziva 7 days, and those 7 days will be Yemei Sfira, that she'll have to count 7 clean days and then start the Yemei Nida again. Moshe B'ris Adam, Afila Rasa Alfiem. What happens if she was continuing to see straight blood, even if it continued for 1,000 days? Is she Yisak Adam? When the blood will eventually stop, Sefer Shivas Yom Nikim shall count 7 clean days. V'achashiva yeschilu yumei anida lezu shata aser. And then after 7 days, so any flow of blood which will she'll have again will consider the beginning of the days of her menstruation again. And this is all applies to the case of a woman who had an error regarding her fixed period. So now the Rambam finishes with the last halach in this pair. Kini lamata, so we have just taught you, shakala taya eina meina mishiyisik adam pachas mishiva. Any woman who made a mistake regarding the counting her days of when she usually sees, so from the day, from the time when the blood stops, she cannot count less than 7 days. Le yesa al shiva asa, and not more than 17 days. She can't count less than 17 days because even if she saw 1 day or 2 days, maybe it's from the Yemei Nida, and not if we'd say it's from the Yemei Ziva from before the Yemei Nida, so she didn't see 3 days, so it'd be no problem. But being it might be the onset of the Yemei Nida, so therefore she has to complete the 7 days. And then she would be able to table then. However, and she does not count more than 17 days. So if the woman saw 1 day and then she stopped, she counts the rest of the six more days for Yemei Nida, 11 days for Yemei Ziva, 17. That's what it comes out. Shisha L'tashim Nidas, Racharas Yemei Zivas, V'yavar Yemei Nidas, and then begins again her menstrual period. V'mrasa Shleishasa Ayesa. And if she saw 13 days or more, so the main is Shiva, then she has to count 7 days. Mishiyasa Kadam, from when the blood stops to for Shiva Nakim, and then will begin the days of Anida as we have explained. And if the woman would have seen, for example, 2 days, so then she'd only have to count 5 days of Yemei Nida and 11. If she saw 3 days, she'd only have to count 4 days of Yemei Nida. So that's how it will come up between 1 day and 17 days.